Hey, it's Chris Robb, Late Night Talk Show. 749-1444 is the phone number, and we're talking about everything. Safety, don't run with scissors, and for most of the people listening in this late night audience, this is a really handy safety tip, okay? Now, I gotta say, now when you're dropping the fish into the deep fat fryer, and if some grease spills out on the floor, clean it up immediately, because the last thing you want and or need is a big greasy spot right in front of that deep fat fryer, because you're liable to slip in it, and if you stick your arm out to try to catch yourself and your arm goes in the deep fat fryer, you just don't want to do that. So, all you people making French fries and fish for a living, keep the floor around the deep fat fryer clean. Safety tip number 128 from the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
Because we care about you. We care, baby. That's what's up. Who's up on the phone?
What's this guy doing besides tying up the phone line?
Yeah, what's up?
Hey, give us some bucks. Listen to this. Give us some bucks.
What was that all about? Okay.
You know the big wave signals reaching for... I heard it in Fairfield today.
Oh, they're getting it in Amsterdam right now.
They absolutely are.
Rotterdam, I mean.
You know, so WAIF has an underwriting policy, and it's due to the fact that we don't have any commercials, besides all the plugs we do for local bands and stuff like that. Hey, if you'd like to underwrite our show, or any show here at Stepchild Radio, although our show is so much better than any other program that's on this airwaves, that you'd be smart to underwrite our show. It's only $25 an hour. Dig it. Give us a call, and we'll clue you in. $25 an hour, and you can be a proud sponsor of the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. We'll become big whores, just like the Olympics. You can have, say you're a candy bar company. Give us enough money, we'll let your candy bar be the official snack food of the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
Pizza.
Say you're a pizza company. We'll let your pizza be the official pizza of the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
Is Papadino listening?
Beer. Say you have a beer. Preferably a cheap domestic brand. We'll let your beer be the official beer of the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. Jump on this underwriting bandwagon because it's filling up quick. Act now. Terry, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Hey, Tari.
Yeah, I just wanted to ask you guys. I heard you saying something about immigration and stuff.
Yeah, it was a PSA we read.
Is that like new or... I mean, what am I supposed to do?
What do you mean, what are you supposed to do? You mean the one about Croatia?
No, the one about becoming a citizen. You want to become a citizen, Tari?
Oh, I would love to.
Okay, grab that card out there, Jim.
Who freed the slaves? I'll give you a quick quiz. Who freed the slaves? How long are people elected to the Senate?
I don't know all these questions, but I can study them.
Who's the all-time hits leader in the National League?
All-time who?
What's the last two words to the national anthem?
Who said, frankly, baby, I don't give a damn?
That's me.
Oh, that's you. That's what I thought.
Okay, Tari, we're looking it up. You got to call the Immigration and Naturalization Service. What are you, like on a green card now working?
No, can you hang on a little bit?
Do what?
I'm working. Can you hold on?
No.
We hold for you.
Yeah, we'll hold.
For him? We're holding for Tari?
Yeah, we'll hold for him. Why are we holding, though?
I see I'm in a gas station. I'm working.
You work at a gas station?
Yeah.
Which one?
Hang on.
We're hanging.
Wow, did he just like
drop it? He probably owns it. It's probably a 7-Eleven. He's probably the owner.
This guy's probably from Sicily and we're meat. I mean, our lives are basically over. There's no fun.
Listen. That'll be $3.95, please.
We'll ask him how much coffin nails are. This guy could be the official gas station.
Hey, Tari. Tari, hey.
Hang on. Hang
I want to talk to your customer. I want to talk to your customer. Put him on the phone.
Oh, he's gone.
No. Where is he? Get him.
He's gone.
Hey, Tari, you own a gas station?
No, I don't own a gas station.
Okay, Tari, talk to your owner.
Where are you from?
Me?
Yeah.
From Mars.
No, you're not from Mars. You're
no,
from,
I'm
like...
from the West Bank.
The West Bank?
Okay, Tari, talk to your gas station owner. Tell him that if he gives us enough money, he can be the official petroleum supplier to the Chris Rob Late Night Talk Show. An honor not bestowed on just every nickel and dime, mom and pop kind of gas pumping operation.
I wish I can see my boss, man. They work at night. I hardly ever see him.
Which side is he? Which side are you on, Lebanon or Israel?
I'm in East Jerusalem, actually. That's where I live.
Okay, here's what you got to do, Tari. Is your first name Doc?
No, that's my first name, Doc.
Okay. You got to contact your local Immigration and Naturalization Service Center, okay? Uh-huh. I don't have a phone number for you, but it's your Immigration and Naturalization Service Center. Unless you get a knock in the night because you're going to be busted for being an illegal alien.
No, see, I go to school.
Oh, okay.
Where at?
Northern.
What are you studying?
Marketing.
Marketing? What do you hope to market someday?
Well, we have some little business back home, so I'm just going to try.
What's the business?
What?
What's the business?
It's citrus farms and stuff like that.
Oranges and lemons and grapefruit
oranges
and stuff?
Oranges and lemons and stuff, yeah.
Could you send us some?
Oh, I sure will.
You can be the official citrus supplier to the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
It's better than Florida stuff.
It's better than that Florida stuff.
Do you think it would spoil by the time it gets from Jerusalem to here?
Oh, no. See, we pack it good,
in dried ice?
Yep, and fly it over here.
You have those special fruit fresh chemicals you can put on it?
Yep.
Yeah, well, do you know how to get in touch with us over here at WAIF?
By calling you.
Okay. Do you got a pencil?
Let me just grab a pencil.
Just open one up. Just open a pack there. just rip a Bic open. Hey, how much are smokes at your gas station?
$2.17.
Too Woo! Much. Hey, where is it? Just give us a general location. What part of town is it?
Anderson.
Anderson Township?
That's the heart of the suburbs, man. Okay, you ready?
Ready.
Okay, you can send us all your oranges and apples and grapefruits or whatever. Send them to the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, care of WAIF. You getting this?
Yep.
Okay, it's post office box 6126, Cincinnati, Ohio. That's CINCINNATI, two N's. First one and then two N's.
But you know what? I'm not going home till maybe next year, so you have to wait about a year.
That's fine. We're patient.
That's when I graduate.
And the zip code is 45206. At least send us a postcard with a picture of
Tari, get a hold of somebody in your family back there in the business and have them send them to us.
Now my brother is coming here next week.
Well, have him bring some fruit with him.
What?
Have him bring some fruit with him.
Have him call the show. Are you a Christian or a Jew?
Neither. I'm a Muslim.
A Muslim? Really?
Yep.
That's bad, huh? I didn't put my foot in my mouth, did I?
There's no problem.
I just figured that Jerusalem was like the center of all that Christian-Jew controversy, wasn't it?
No, it's the center of all three countries.
So are you an Arab then?
Yep.
Ooh. So what do you think about sending troops to Kuwait?
Oh, I think it sucks, man.
How come?
Just leave the people alone.
What about Yugoslavia? Should we send troops there?
Of course you have to, man. They're doing the Holocaust one more time.
Yeah?
Heavy, man. We gotta go, Tari.
What?
We gotta go. You've been hogging up too much airtime.
No, he hasn't. I like him.
Well,
he's all right.
We got a lot of calls.
Hey, will you do me a favor, Tari?
Sure.
If you get any real interesting customers in here, somebody that's just like really whacked out, or maybe like a cute girl or something.
Like somebody high or drunk?
Yeah. Give us a call.
Or stoned or smashed.
All right.
Hey, Tari, how much is a quart of Gatorade?
It's about $1.49.
Wow. Okay.
Too much.
Not competitive.
Inflation, man.
Thanks a lot for your call, Tari.
Call us next week. We love you, baby. Don't go changing.
Bye-bye.
He said he's from Mars.
Hey, he was funning.
Yeah, he was funning. He was yanking our legs. This is WAIF Cincinnati, 749-1444 is the phone number here at the Chris Rumb Late Night Talk Show. We have a wily vet, a crusty left-hander. It's Betty Ann. What's going on?
Hi.
Hi.
How you guys doing?
Wonderful.
Swell.
That's
fantastic.
Good.
Couldn't be better.
Hey, you guys were talking about cartoons?
Yes, we were.
You know, I had my favorite cartoon when I was a little girl. And I ask everybody, since I'm from Connecticut, and ever since I moved out here, I ask people about this cartoon, but nobody in Ohio seems to know about it. And I'm wondering if maybe it was just an East Coast cartoon. Did you guys ever hear of Courageous Cat and Minute Mouse?
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
You heard of them?
Oh, yeah.
They're great.
It was like this one cat, and he was really courageous and bold and brave.
You're lying.
Then what? And then he had a little mouse, and he was like a little Minute Mouse. And his wife nicknamed him that.
He wasn't married.
Yeah, he was. That's how he got the name Minute Mouse.
No.
It was a Paul Revere thing.
No, it wasn't. You guys, it was the coolest cartoon. And you guys said we couldn't talk about Warner Brothers or any of those, the obvious ones. Well, this totally isn't obvious.
It totally isn't.
Totally isn't. You guys ever heard of them? Seriously?
I told you yes, and I'm trying to talk.
No, you're lying.
Why do you ask a question then not believe the answer?
Because you were lying. Minute Mouse was never married.
Hey, just between you and me, Betty Ann.
Yeah.
Rob was lying his socks off.
I know.
Bull! Bull! I resent that. Listen, just because you claim to be some kind of Minute Mouse aficionado when you don't even know if he's married or not, I mean, that just proves that you have no credibility on the subject.
You are saying Underdog was your favorite? He is my second favorite.
Hey, he's cool.
But Courageous Cat and Minute Mouse, they were the best. They were like a parody of Batman and Robin. And Courageous Cat was the Batman, and Minute Mouse was the Robin.
Right, yeah, exactly.
And they lived in the cat cave.
Yeah, and they had that one, it was a dog, was like the butler, supposed to be Alfred.
No, he wasn't. And
no, who, he wasn't, what was it? It wasn't a dog, what was it?
No, they didn't have a butler.
Oh.
You never saw the inside of the cat cave, but they had the coolest theme song of any cartoon.
Yeah, sing a couple bars.
Dun, 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 dun. It was like a Peter Gunn type tune. Kind of like that. Yeah, exactly. And they had this villain. I forget his name, but he was a midget, and he had a big, huge stogie that was about as big as he was. And he talked like this, see? He was, hey, courageous cat, I'm going to get you, see?
Kind of like an Edgar G. Robinson kind of thing.
Yeah. It was the best cartoon. And he had this girlfriend. She was evil, too. She kind of looked like Morticia, except she was a cartoon. And her name was Nastasia.
Right, that's Rocky and Bullwinkle. Was this song even cooler than the Super Chicken song?
It's the coolest cartoon.
Have you ever heard the Super Chicken theme song?
No.
It's like, when you're fixing to take a licking, just call Super Chicken.
I've heard of that.
See, that's a really cool song. It says chicken that flies around with a lion and he drinks a potion.
Oh, wait, I was mistaken. Nastasia wasn't from Courageous Cat Minute Mouse.
Now, is it Crazy Cat or Courageous Cat?
Courageous Cat. They were the best.
Okay, I believe you, and I've seen them, and I know that Minute Mouse
you're lying.
And I know that Minute Mouse got married. He married that.
He was never married, man. He was like Robin, and.
No, well, he married that raccoon. What the hell was her name?
No.
Oh, okay.
You're lying.
I was really into Schoolhouse Rock.
And that was lame.
What do you mean that was lame?
What do you mean that was lame?
I hope and pray that I will, because today I'm still just.
Lolly, 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 get your adverbs here.
Conjunction, junction.
What's your function?
Right on, baby.
Yeah, I like that too. But we, you know what? We never really had a TV when I was little. We had one for like a year. Then my dad checked it out the window.
I don't blame him either. That's why you're intelligent while the rest of the world has brains like mushes.
It could be. Uh-huh. But now I'm addicted to TV. I watch it all the time.
Good for you. Good for you. You should watch TV and listen to the radio. You should have one or the other on at all times. Preferably a radio, especially when Chris and Rob's on.
Yeah.
Betty Ann, how's work tonight?
It was all right. We have this band from Texas in.
Really? From Texas?
Smokey,
ZZ Top?
Smokey Log and the Flamethrowers.
Smokey Log and the Flamethrowers. What kind? They're kind of like
Smokey was like this really creepy guy. He wore this big, huge cowboy hat. And when he looked at you, like he introduced himself, and he, like, looked you up and down to check you out.
Did you call him Mr. Log?
No. He introduced himself to every skirt in the bar, and he finally hit on this stripper from Newport.
Cool. Well, they were kind of like a top 40 dance band, right?
No. No.
Blues?
Yeah. Texas blues. They were pretty cool.
The hell is that? Betty Ann?
Yeah?
Our producer telling me to go to a song. I don't know. You have to ask Sparky, our producer.
Is it going to be dedicated to Betty Ann?
This is dedicated to Betty Ann.
Right, thank you. Bye.
And all the other lovely skirts out in our listening audience tonight. 749-1444 is the phone number here at the Chris Rambo Late Night Talk Show. That Croatian Foundation.
You're listening to WAIF Cincinnati.
You got so much. That was a very special dedication out there to a very special lady.
From the cockles of our heart.
She works hard for her money. She waits tables. She has to put up with guys named Mr. Log. She knows who she is. We don't need to mention her name, but we will anyway, because she's a very special lady. She's very near and dear to my heart. She's very near to my co-host's heart, Chris. And of course, we're talking about Betty Ann, the big bad B.A. B.A. badass Betty
just,
Ann.
I just played that song because it reminded me of that date we had that one time, because she was handing me so much jive. Jive all night long.
Yeah, I understand you were applying for a job, and you were turned down for that job.
Hey, Chris, you can have your friend, co-worker, but not me. Do it to me, pal, and I'll plant you, buddy.
But you're my baby.
You can have your friend, co-worker, even your boss. There you go. There you go. Have that sandal-wearing guy thrown in jail. You can have him arrested. That's right. You can have him locked behind bars. See, it's the Northern Kentucky Unit of American Cancer Society's second annual jail and bail. I think the bail part should be optional. It goes on starting today, August 5th, all the way through August 7th. You state the crime, such as crimes against fashion, which you're guilty of. You state the crime, and they'll do the time.
Me? I'm guilty of crimes against fashion?
Right.
That's you, baby. You're the one from Hamilton always coming up here wearing overalls.
No, well, don't mention my Gatlinburg t-shirt I'm wearing tonight. Okay, Gatlinburg t-shirts are the haute couture this year. Hey, anyway, you state the crime, they'll do the time, dash, dash, until they raise their bail. So I guess it's like I throw you in jail, and you got to pay $20 to the Red Cross to get out, basically. Have someone arrested August 5th through 7th. That starts today. Call the American Cancer Society at 727-2275. Let me repeat that number one more time.
Repeat it one more time, Rob.
727-2275. Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, this is Delhi Dude.
Hi, Delhi Dude.
Hey, that was pretty quick on your, pretty good about your honesty bit there. The last chick.
We don't
lie,
man.
Cartoon. What was that?
Yeah, we don't lie.
Gotcha.
No jive talking from us, man.
Hey, for one, my favorite cartoon, do you guys remember Star Blazers?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a great one.
That is. Hey, that one guy, Captain Sprocket.
Jim says it sucks.
Aw. I thought it was good. I used to get up every morning before school and watch it.
How come no one's mentioned Speed Racer yet?
That's what I was going to mention next. Speed Racer. That's dated.
It was too violent, though. They took it off Channel 19 because it was too violent.
Yeah. Oh. Hey, I got something about you. Were you guys talking about having the Olympics in Atlanta? What are they
going to
do?
Yeah, no.
We were thinking about having them in Norwood next year.
Me and Chris are going to be the announcers. We want to do all the sports when they have the Olympics in Atlanta.
Well, instead of lighting the torch, are they going to light the flag? I mean, light the cross down there?
Ooh, possibly. They very well could do it.
I don't know.
You know, Norwood passed a school levy tonight, believe it or not.
Really?
Yep.
It's for the kids, of course.
I'm stoked.
You are stoked.
Oh,
man. Get that? I've been looking to get some of that stuff lately.
Delhi, man, wake up. What's going on?
He's stoked, man.
I kind of lost you there, man.
If you're stoked, then...
You guys are fading out on me.
No, you're fading out on us, man.
All right. I got my major gripe, okay?
Uh-oh. Let's hear it.
Here's what I think they had to do with all the convicts. You know how they're talking about overcrowding jails and all that stuff and how much it's costing us to support them. I think they ought to cut times down and bring back chain gangs.
They could all sing Sam Cooke songs while they break big rocks into little rocks.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of stuff that needs cleaned up around this town.
Like what?
Like Price Hill.
They could work for the man with no eyes.
Clifton.
You ever see Cool Hand Luke?
Yeah.
Take it off here, boss.
That's what I think they ought to do. Exactly. Cool Hand Luke. All over again.
He got out, though.
Yeah.
After he ate 30 boiled eggs or whatever it was.
40.
40 boiled eggs.
Do you think he could do that?
I don't know. I'm a lot bigger than Paul Newman is, so I probably could. Man, I bet he farted like a lot that night. They didn't show that in the movie, but you know if that guy ate 30, 40 boiled eggs in one sitting, he was farting like Chris.
Hey, you guys heard from George tonight?
Yeah, we have. We talked to him for about 20 minutes at the beginning of the show.
Well, I'll try to get a hold of him.
Yeah, get a hold of him. All right, we'll talk to you later, Delhi, right, man. We must go.
All right.
Thank you. 749-1444 is the phone number here.
Somebody a little while ago, one of our the lovely and talented Bobo said she needed a hug. So we're going to send out a radio hug here to the lovely and talented Bobo. You ready? Ready for your radio hug? Tip back a cold one, baby. That one goes out to you. Who's up next? Narpy, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, Narpy.
Hi. When I was a kid, we moved up to Michigan for about 3 months. And they have
you have my deepest sympathies.
They had the coolest cartoons there. They had like way before they had Johnny Quest on USA, they had Johnny Quest up there. They had like Beatles cartoons where like...
Oh, those were so bad.
I like those. When I was a kid.
The Beatles get marooned on a desert islands and stuff like that.
Yeah, really cool stuff.
Well, the major complaint I have with the Beatles songs or the Beatles cartoons, they would lop out a couple verses of the songs to make them a minute and a half long.
It was pretty cool though, because they'd always have the version of Help in the middle of like the adventure, and all these women would be chasing them around. And
yeah, the James Bond kind of deal.
It was pretty cool, and like they had like these Japanese sort of like live action things where like I remember this one when I was a kid. I really liked it. Like these people turned into rockets. They were like gods, and they each had like a friend in actual Japan. And like whenever trouble would happen, they would call. They would like go find these people, and these people would come around. And whenever there's trouble, they could turn into big rockets and big robots. It was pretty cool.
Remember Ultraman?
What was that?
There was this Japanese show, live action. And he was an astronaut, and he would. He had this thing. It looked like a cross ink pen, and he would work the cross ink pen somehow, and he would turn into this real big guy. Then he'd kick the hell out of Gameron or somebody.
Cool.
Right. Yeah. Basically, it was any excuse to get some guy wearing a rubber lizard suit fighting some other guy.
Yeah. We're on my show, but I'm not going to shamelessly plug by mentioning the name of the show.
Your show more about alcoholism?
Yeah. It's right on. It's a little on after that.
The Butcher Show.
House of Tripe.
Okay, yeah, but don't mention it.
I won't mention it though. But we tried to get a kid to drink Mr. Clean last week. I think it was pretty cool.
Mr. Clean?
Yeah.
You got a kid to drink Mr. Clean?
I think so.
You got a kid to almost kill himself? You think it's pretty cool?
Oh, if you read the back of a Mr. Clean bottle, it just says if you swallow it, just dilute it with water. So apparently, it's not harmful.
I bet that's not a painful puke. I bet that kid wasn't just retching from the bottom of his bowels.
I think if you like raise your kid, you know, gullible enough to think that he'll take like advice from
Narpy,
a
Narpy,
figure.
Narpy, I know you're a neophyte to this world of radio, but you've got to understand, people look up to us wafers. People look up to us as heroes. People hold us up to the light. They want to examine every aspect of our lives. Every time you curse, every time you spit on the sidewalk, every time you're drunk in public, Narpy, it all rolls downhill. These little kids all over Cincinnati, all over Kentucky, all over Indiana, all over Norwood are looking up to you, Narpy. You've got a lot of responsibility. You can't go around irresponsibly encouraging kids to drink substances which may be harmful to their young, tender bodies. Please, Narpy, with power comes responsibility. As a WAIF broadcaster, you have more power than most mortal people can imagine. You have a lot of responsibility. You have the weight of the tri-state on your shoulders, Narpy. And if you're not ready to handle that responsibility, well, I'm afraid you'll just have to sacrifice your show.
Uh-oh. They don't call me the vanilla wafer for nothing, you know.
I feel enlightened.
Okay, well, instead of the House of Tripe, you know what we could... You know what WAIF needs more of? They just don't have enough?
What's that?
Like punk grunge kind of shows.
I think they have far too many of those. I like it.
Narpy, we're going to cut you loose here, but hang on the line. Jim has a question for you.
I like it, but...
We'll see you.
All right.
Don't hang up.
Don't hang up yet. Take care of him, Jim.
What is this, a bonding? A little bonding between...
No, me and Jim got Project War.
Hey, you want to host an exchange student?
No.
How about, like, you know, you get a 17-year-old Swedish girl?
Okay,
maybe. Well,
okay. You can... All of she's got, like, really big hooters.
You can host a yes exchange student from many countries around the world. I guess Sweden would be included in that. In communities across America, families like Chris's are discovering the excitement of sharing their lives with an international high school student from abroad. I can just see you like, oh, it's a custom. Go ahead. Go ahead. Do it. It's a custom. You're supposed to do that. Yeah, during the meal. Yeah, do it. I can just...
Shave them hairy legs, man.
Okay, when you open your home to a yes high school student, your family will enjoy a...
What's a yes high school student?
It stands for something, like something exchange students. Though I don't know what the... Maybe it stands for yellow exchange students.
Who knows?
I don't know.
Young. Young exchange student.
Young and nubile exchange. When you open your home to a yes high school student, your family will enjoy a second semester or school year of friendship and possibly some of the wildest European sex you can imagine. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding you. Join the American Network of Yes Host Families. It's a 1-800 number. 1-800-848-2121. 1-800-848-2121. Thank you, Melancholy Jim. We've got Oscar. Oscar, how you doing?
Hey.
They named a fish after you. You know that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, there's a lot. Yeah, that's a lot of responsibility.
I'm quite
too.
Proud now.
You should be.
Where are you calling from, man? The radio's louder than ours. Is that your phone?
It might be.
Are you next to Q102 or something?
No, I'm down in Clifton.
Be real quiet. Let's figure out what station it is. Oh, that's Steve Schmaltz if I ever heard it. Anyway, what's on your mind tonight, Oscar?
Well, I'm just calling, you know, to see what...
See what drugs we're on? We're not on any. What drugs are you on?
None right now.
None? Okay. What are you doing up this late then?
Well, what's your topic tonight?
Honesty.
Honesty?
Yeah. Personal hygiene and honesty.
Okay.
Are you clean?
I have an example of both.
Okay, hit me.
Well, one time I lied about shaving.
Uh-huh.
Nobody believed me.
How did you lie about shaving?
Well, I had a presentation to do in front of a bunch of executives, and...
Are you the executive type?
Well, I thought I was, but apparently not, because my presentation fell through.
First impressions told me that you weren't the executive type. You probably vote libertarian, too, I bet.
Well, that doesn't matter.
Okay.
I honestly thought I was. I was fooling myself, actually. And,
man, listen to that other radio station wailing away.
I know. That's loud.
Check it out. Is it always like that on your phone?
Yeah. Usually it is.
I'd sue. You can sue anymore for just about anything.
I bet you could sue. 911 or I think
what you do is you sue. Say you were calling a bunch of 1-900 numbers and you couldn't like hear what they were saying because that their radio interference was too loud, but you still had to pay $200 a minute or something.
You know that Cincinnati Bell has a repair number that's 611, I think, or it's three digits, 611 or something like that.
Uh huh.
And it's like you could just call them up and make your claim, I guess.
I guess. So what? We're gonna cut you loose here, unless you got something else to say.
Well, the reason I called really is the cartoons. I was just wondering one thing. You guys, one of the funniest cartoons I've ever seen is Woody Woodpecker.
Yeah.
And he used to have a real old laugh when he was new.
Uh-huh.
And then he had he got his famous laugh, the ha 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 ha. But
do that again.
He used to have a different.
Do it again.
Ha ha ha.
I like it when you do that.
Oh, I know.
I really do.
But he used to have a better laugh when he was in development or whatever, like when it was a newer cartoon, and he looked different too. Because, like, it was real shady and real crazy the way the artist made him up. But, like, he used to have this real weird laugh, and there's no way I could duplicate it because
I want to hear you try.
I ain't a cartoonist.
I want to hear you try. We're not going to hang up on you until you try.
Oh, okay. Well, he used to get like, like that.
Do that one more time.
It was real high pitched.
One more time. I want you to do it one more time.
Once is enough.
No, I like the way you do that. Do it again.
I know you do, but.
Come on, one more time. It's late,
one
man.
One more time, okay. I'll try to do it my best this time. Really? Okay, here we go.
Oops, we must have lost the connection there. Aw, oh, what a shame.
Boy, I never really liked Woody Woodpecker. Walter Lantz was the guy who did it, and his wife, I think, did Woody Woodpecker. So Woody was actually a woman.
Really?
Really, really was. And I never. He always beat up a buzzard or something ridiculous like that.
Is that Fenton on the phone?
Okay, hang on. No, it's just Chris.
Oh, okay.
Hi, Just Chris. You're on the air with the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
Yeah, talking about cartoons.
Yeah, we
what
are.
About Danger Mouse?
Who?
Danger Mouse.
Who?
On Nickelodeon. I used to watch them when I was like 12. Danger Mouse.
Danger Mouse?
Yeah. He had the little gerbil or whatever.
Okay, what about him?
I don't know. He's really cool. But anyway, the reason I called is I turned the radio up real loud. My buddy's truck, and he's passed out real bad. So you got to say, wake up, Brent.
Whoa.
Wake up, Brent.
I got an idea.
Wake the hell up, Brent. You drunken sot. You're an embarrassment to your family. You're bringing shame upon your house. Well, I'm going to let you look for it, and I'm going to talk instead of you saying, I'm looking for something. I'm trying to do you a favor. Brent, you drunken boob, you're an embarrassment to everyone that knows you.
Sleep in your truck. He'll look like an idiot.
Hey, Chris.
Yeah.
Is your friend still in his truck?
Yep.
Is he sleeping in his truck right now?
Yep. Let me go check, see if he didn't turn his radio off.
Okay. He's going to go check.
You've got to be the only talk show anywhere in the country that lets this many people put us on hold while we're on the air.
I know. McConnell wouldn't let you.
There's no way. There's no way. He'd sell you a golf shirt or something, but he wouldn't let you just drop the phone, run out to your truck, check the mud flaps, see if Yosemite Sam is still there, then see if your drunken, lush loser friend Brent is still passed out after those 2.5 St. Pauli girls he downed earlier in the evening.
He's still there. It's on.
Is he sleeping?
Yeah.
All right. Well, here's what we're going to do. We're going to be real quiet, okay? Mm-hmm. All right. We're going to be real quiet now. Oh, he's probably got his radio on line. We're real quiet. I can play something real loud. I'll scare the bejeebers out of him.
Go for it.
Well, I'm going to. Hold your horse. You got to be quiet for a couple of minutes so he gets used to it being real quiet, you know? And you can hear the crickets chirping outside. Can you hear them?
Yep.
I can hear them. You can even hear the sun about to rise. You can hear some birds off in the distance getting ready to rise. And then all of a sudden...
43! Now go 40. There you go. That's 40. Hey, Brent, you drunken goof. Get up. We're paving the street.
I think I'm going to take him to the hospital.
I think he needs to be taken to the hospital. He needs to have his stomach pumped.
He drank 2/5 of Dan Tucker.
No, I don't believe that. He drank 2 St. Pauli girls and passed out. And once you get him out of the hospital, keep him under close psychiatric supervision. This man should not be let loose back on society. We don't deserve Brent running around drunk, puking on everybody every night. If he wants to do that kind of stuff, he can go to the Sundown.
He's awake now. Say hi.
Hi, Brent. It's glad to see you're back with the living. Thing is, if you get Brent in a car, his breath will probably steam up all the windows.
Wake up, you fuck.
Is that the end of the song?
Yeah, My Bloody Valentine.
No, don't mention it, man.
Okay.
Remember, that's what it's against. Hey.
Who's on the radio? Who's on the phone?
Naked Renee, you're on the air with Chris and Rob.
Hey, guys. How
it's pretty cold tonight, isn't it?
Not really.
Talk up really, 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 really loud.
Really, 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 really loud.
Is it? Are you naked now?
Yes, I am. Always when I listen to the Chris and Rob show.
Is it cold? Is it cold in your room? You know, it might get down to record lows.
Really? Well, since the topic for tonight was honesty, I thought I'd be honest with you and tell you I'm naked again.
Well, thank you. I'll be honest with you.
Uh-huh.
I'm clothed.
Oh, really? Shame, shame. Now, I have thoughts for the day. Chris, this is your thought for the day.
I get my Vera. Do you have separate thoughts for me and Rob?
Yes.
Oh, great. So this is my thought, huh?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
A thornless rose is an unhappy soul.
Thornless. Write that down, Jim. Jot that down.
Okay, Rob, are you ready for yours?
Oh, wait, Jim's, hold Jim's on, a little slow. He's still jotting.
Okay.
A horny rose is a thornless side. Thornless rose
is an unhappy soul.
I thought this was a comment about Pete or Carolyn Rose there for a minute. So a thorny rose makes her bloody hands.
Would you shut up, you fool? Now listen to me.
Okay, hold on. Okay, for real, say it again.
A thornless rose is an unhappy soul.
That was written by Brian Shelley, wasn't it?
No, that was written by Naked Renee.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and Rob, yours is unfulfilled dreams are life's misery.
It's miserable being naked.
It's not miserable being naked. It's great to be naked.
Okay, that was written by Clemenceau. Voltaire.
Listen, guys, I have a friend who wants to talk to you.
Hold on. An unfulfilled dream.
Our life's misery.
An unfulfilled dream is life's misery.
Yes.
Okay. Let's talk to your friend now.
Okay, her name is Sunshine.
Man, is this chick reading?
Is she naked too?
If she reads any more fortune, calls us up after read a fortune cookie.
Renee said, shut up.
Did she get those out of fortune cookies?
No.
She goes to Northgate and goes to the Golden Walk or something. And
oh, you really think so?
Hey, hi, Sunshine.
Huh?
Hi, Sunshine.
Hi.
How are you tonight, this morning?
You know, I just had to get on here and embarrass Renee by Naked Renee by two things. Remember last week when I said pick a better topic? That was not me that said, well, I wanted something sexual. That was Renee saying that. On top of that, you know who she's been talking to for the past 2 hours?
Simon Leese.
No, Eric.
Eric?
The one that gave his phone number over the radio.
Get out of here. You're kidding.
I swear to you.
Naked? Are you naked, Sunshine?
No, I'm a good girl.
Oh. Sounds all right to me. What the heck was that?
Leave me alone.
Sounded like a little flatulence.
What was that?
Eric is a nice guy.
I am a nice guy. Thank you very much, Naked Renee.
Hey, did Derek ever hook
Renee
up with Julie?
Renee made me promise that I wasn't going to yell, so I didn't.
Wait. Did Julie ever call Derek?
Eric? No.
Why not?
I was on the phone with him.
Oh. Well, Julie, if you're out there, the lines are free now.
Naked Renee. So you going out with Eric?
Maybe.
Maybe?
Yeah.
Are you going to meet? Are you going to meet?
Sure. He lives in Kentucky like I do.
Tell you what, there's nothing. There's,
how old is this Eric?
How old is this Eric guy?
21.
How old are you?
21.
A match
wow,
made
it is. A match made in hog heaven down here. A couple
hog
of straw-chewing Kentucky people falling in love. Naked.
Kiss my ass, Rob.
Huh?
There once was a man from Nantucket.
What'd you say? Sunshine, I'm sorry, but I couldn't understand what you said.
I'm not going to say the rest of it, but
you
there,
said,
once,
you
there
said,
once was a man from Nantucket.
All right,
you said,
thanks a lot.
You said kiss an ass, didn't you?
Unfulfilled dreams are life's misery.
I'm being good.
A tulip with a lot of thorns is really confused.
Rob,
what?
Renee was the one that said kiss my ass.
Oh, well, I mean, Renee's ready for it because it's bare. Okay, anything else, Sunshine, or shall we move on?
Yes, we love you guys.
We love you, too.
So someone does love me?
We do love you, Sunshine.
Oh, you know I had the biggest problem today?
You had the biggest what?
Problem.
What was it?
Okay, you know the 366 ads that were in...
Voicemail network.
The 366 ads?
Yeah, the voicemail mail network.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Very familiar with it.
Well, I called up the guy today to get a box. So I had one for 2 weeks.
Right, right.
And he turned around and he denied me because he said I was soliciting myself.
Well, that bastard, that complete and total... Tell him that Rob from the Chris and Rob Late Night...
Wait. Are you soliciting yourself?
No, I'm good.
Who's for sale?
So we're
who's
referring
for sale?
Everyone to the classifieds and everybody's news.
Well, if you were soliciting yourself, what would you say? SWF 23 6 SWM 4 what?
I'm being good now, Rob.
Okay.
Renee wants to say something.
Say something, Renee.
Rob.
Renee. Okay.
Yes. No, the perfect ad is bisexual white professional female seeking someone into submission or mutual satisfaction. I'm seeking all who wish to apply with the exotic world of transvesticism and cross-dressing. I'm a very clean and discreet person. Over the age of 21 and under 40 are all who need to respond. You must be clean and discreet as I'm a very professional career woman.
That's your ad?
Maybe.
That's your ad, Renee?
Maybe.
Why didn't you tack on at the end, no freaks?
No freaks.
No tattoos, no freaks.
Be good.
Thanks a lot for your call, Renee.
Uh-huh, you guys have a nice week.
Sunshine, you've enlightened us.
Thank you. I haven't enlightened you, but she has.
Both of you have. Okay. Renee, you're always a breath of fresh air in this stale, damp, dark.
Be good. You guys have a nice week and ponder on those thoughts.
I will ponder. I'll be pondering about that the exotic world of
what is that, like dressing up a woman's
That's when you dress up like an animal.
I like to wear panties and a bra.
Well, that's not weird, though, is it? I mean, I thought that's just natural, accepted, normal behavior. Wow.
What?
So what's going on? We got something? What was you going to do? We had something.
I don't remember.
I don't know. Is this person cool?
Chris apologizes.
Chris apologizes for cursing.
I don't care. Screw him.
Who's Chris?
The guy that called a minute ago and said that word.
That bastard.
I hate him.
749-1444 is the phone number. Give us a call. Don't say anything dirty.
Yeah.
We run a clean show. John, you're on the air with Chris and Rob.
How's it going, guys?
It's going really good.
How's it going with you?
Oh, yeah. Man, that Renee girl's kind of messed up.
You ought to look up that ad and call her up and see if you can score with her.
I don't know, man. She sounds about 7.
John, are you discreet?
No.
Are you clean?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you like to wear panties and a bra?
Nah, just panties. G-string.
I've always had this thing where I'm Josephine and I could get some woman to be my Napoleon.
Yeah, neat.
That'd be cool, wouldn't it?
That'd be real cool. So what happened? This guy gave his voice over the air? I mean, his telephone number?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, this Eric cat called a long time ago. And he gave out his phone number. He wanted this woman named Julie to call him. The number's 342-8149. But instead of Julie, he had a lanky surprise named Naked Renee call him. And they talked, I guess, for over an hour.
Neat.
Eric and Naked Renee talked for over an hour.
Huh. Maybe he's going to score.
I wonder if Naked Renee has, like, all leather furniture.
With metal studs. On the cushions.
Hmm. So what's on your mind tonight?
I don't know. That Renee girl kind of inspired me to call.
Got a Woody?
Nah.
Okay.
Yeah, I would if you play that Betty Ann in the shower.
We're going to play that at the end of the season on our flashbacks show.
Really?
At the end of this current season, we're going to have a show where Rob and I sit around and go, gee, Rob, remember when? And then the harps will come in and go, brum, 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 brum.
First, we'll get all wavy and stuff. We'll go all wavy. But, you know, I don't know. We haven't talked about this, you know, off the air. But we are fast approaching our one-year anniversary. So if you'd like to send us anything to say, we appreciate what you guys have done. 52 quality programs. That's over, you want to do, what is it, 156 hours?
Something like that.
That's 156 wow. hours of quality WAVE programming. We
155, remember that one night?
Oh. Okay, well, 100 and whatever it was. Just, you know, just tell us that you love us, because we're humans. We have needs. We're both SWPMs we're into thorny roses and stuff, but we have needs, and we like to be appreciated. No freaks need apply.
Do you guys get a lot of fan mail?
We do, but we don't get enough. And if you'd like to send us some, you can send it to the Chris Robb Late Night Talk Show, WAIF, P.O. Box 6126, Cincinnati, OH10, 452-06.
I got a question for you, Rob.
I've got an answer for you.
Okay, say you could say, I don't know.
Speak up really, really loud for this question.
Okay, say you could tell the world anything you wanted. Under 10 words, what would you say?
Have a good time.
Is that all?
What would you say?
Well, okay, what would you say?
Travel with the dead.
Travel with the dead.
The Grateful Dead.
Yo, are you one of them bong-sucking deadheads? Are you? Come on, fess up. Are you a tie-dye wearing, tie-stick burning deadhead?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah? What's your favorite song? Ripple? Uncle John's Band? No, what's your favorite song? Come on.
I don't really know.
Don't you know that they are the most boring band ever?
No way, man.
They are boring.
Have you ever seen them live in concert?
Twice.
Well, you paid to see them.
I didn't pay. Somebody gave me a ticket, and guess what? I was stoned.
And you didn't like it.
I was stoned. I had a great buzz. I had a great time, like, freaking around.
Yeah.
Had some good food. We were camping, did some hiking.
Well, that's what it's all about.
It's fantastic. But the show was boring.
I
wasn't tripping, I'd have fallen asleep.
I went to, so you were tripping, too?
I didn't say that.
You said if you wasn't tripping, you would have fallen
asleep. I didn't say that. You heard me.
So did you fall asleep?
I would have if I wasn't
tripping.
Sitting next to this beautiful young lady who was passing me a lot of joints.
With big hooters.
Yeah, something like that.
And her name was Betty Ann.
No. I met Betty Ann over a plate of spaghetti.
Well, was she good looking?
Nope.
She don't feel the fantasy?
Nope. Man. Not like the rest of us do, baby.
Man, I